I feel that God wants me to record a message about the sexual demons today. We know from statistics all over the world, in different countries, that this is an area where there are tremendous amount of people which are caught under this group of demons. And from what the Holy Spirit tells me, they come in a groups. So it's the whole category of sexual demons, and there are different types of it because there are different types of sexual sins. So I'm talking about things like pornography, like masturbation, like fornication, where you have sex before marriage, like adultery, where you have sex with someone who is not your husband or your wife. And there are also the sexual perversion demons, those that do perverted things. So this includes like the gays and the lesbians. And of course, one of the related demons will be the demon of abortions. So there's a whole category of them, and Satan has assigned many demons to do different things under this category. And they are part of the addiction group of demons, because these sexual demons, they are also a form of addiction. So whoever comes under their power or their clutches will typically find it very difficult to break free of them once you have allowed them into your lives, because they are part of the category of addiction demons. So you know there are different types of addiction, like addiction to alcohol, addiction to sex, addiction to other things. But today I'm talking about the sexual demons. So I believe that based on the statistics, there are lots of people in the world today, Christians and non-Christians included, who are captured by this group of demons. That's why God wants me to talk a little bit about it. How do you know that if you are vulnerable to this group of demonic attacks? I think one area that God told me is to look at your family lines. So these demons, this type of demons, there's a high likelihood that they travel via family lines. So if there's someone in your family, either your immediate family, like your parents or your siblings, or your more distant relatives, like the grandparents or the great-grandparents, somewhere along your family lines, have been practicing or fallen prey to these sexual addiction demons. So they weaken the family lines. That is what God told me, because of the seed, right, of the sex. So you have to be very careful. If you come from a family that has this kind of addiction, you need to be careful for yourself as well as to be careful for your children, because I see in the spirit that they attack even very young children. So that's why when there's a sexual demons terrorizing the family, sometimes you see that there are cases of incest, and this creates traumatic experiences for the children. And those sexual demons, they may enter the children at a very young age, even then, not through their own fault, through some violation has been done to them. But that's how the demons, they take advantage of the children. And when these molested children, raped children, when they grow up, they find that they continue that spiral of the uncleanness and the sexual perverseness or falling into sexual sins, permeated due to a weakness in their family lines. So sometimes you may find that also in such family, because there are a cluster group of demons, so where there is sexual addiction, you may find that other family members are troubled by other types of addiction, like someone maybe have some alcohol addiction and other types. So these are warning signs and for you to be vigilant. And I know that this kind of sexual demons, they are transposed through objects and images. So when someone watches porn on the devices or on even on magazines, these demons actually, they are transposed through objects and images. So if you watch them, and that's how the demons, they will actually have access into you, because you are in partnership with them in that sin, and in doing so you have created some kind of spiritual agreement with them to allow them to come into your life and to then influence you in that area until they become overpowering you, and it becomes an addiction that you're not able to stop anymore. So now, knowing that they are transposed through objects, so if you have any objects in your home, whether like dirty magazines or even like the iPads or the computer or the phones where you use to watch pornography, you need to either destroy them, like if they're books or magazines or like movies or something, throw them away, pray and then throw them away, not just physically throw them, but also pray for the blood covering of Jesus to cut off any ties between those objects and you, because those objects, they are the open doorways, the entry points where these sexual demons come into people's lives. And if, of course, if you have like expensive electronic items like your phones and your iPads on your computers, you would not be able to throw them away, but you should cleanse them with the blood of Jesus at the point where you repent for your sin. At the same time, when you ask God to cleanse you, you also ask God to cleanse these objects so that any demonic powers coming through the entry points of these objects, they find that the doors are shut, the spiritual doors are shut, and they can no longer come in through that way again to whoever picks up the objects. Maybe your son, maybe some unsuspecting relative will pick it up, and those open doorways will make the high likelihood that they will also encounter the sexual demons and get addicted through those open pathways. So remember to close them and either to destroy them, take them out of your house, or to cleanse them with the blood of Jesus. So I was to understand from God that this group of sexual demons or addictions, they are not like the high level type of really like the power demons, those that are some of those which I had already described to you in other of my podcasts, but these are like almost like foot soldiers type of demons, but they are very widespread and they are very common and they are very popular because they are so easily accessible to masses of people. So I see that they are small and weak, but they are also powerful in the sense of their widespread contamination of humans and the people of God. And when I ask God, why is this so? What's the strategy of Satan using them? And I heard from God that it is because Satan uses them at a first level to contaminate humans. To contaminate humans with these sexual sins so that to make them unfit. Unfit for what? Unfit for ministry. Unfit to receive the power of God. So you know when we talk about purity and the Bible talks about purity, and then I ask God, like, why? Why do we need purity? Why is it important to be pure? And I was to understand from God that purity is a basic criteria, that only when you have purity, then you qualify to receive the power of God. And the power of God is very powerful. It is like the most powerful thing in the whole world that can overcome the earth, the earthly things, as well as spiritual demonic things. But if you do not fulfill the basic criteria of living a pure life and having the cleanliness in your body and in your lifestyle, then you would not be a fit candidate even to wait upon to receive the power of God, the power of God to overcome obstacles in your life. So I understood from the Holy Spirit that the devil uses these sexual demons to spread uncleanness to the human race and especially to the Christians to make them unfit. Unfit as soldiers, unfit as warriors, so that they have no power. And when Satan wants to keep us in a state of being powerless, to keep us in a state of being oppressed by him, being made slaves to him, and that's how he uses like the sexual demons to keep us enchained and enslaved to him and not able to fight him with the power of God. So I want to tell you the good news today, how you can break this demonic power over yourself and your life. The Bible says that who gives us the power to break all these temptation, to overcome all these temptation? It's actually not ourselves that is the most important. Of course, our cooperation and yielding to God and obedience to God is the first step. But the Bible says that God is actually the one that gives us the power to break the stronghold of Satan and to overcome temptation. So listen, what am I telling you? I'm telling you that if you have tried in the past, maybe you've fallen prey to this sexual sin, you did it before and you did it again, and maybe after that you felt really bad and you tried to repent, you tried to discipline yourself, you tried to keep yourself away, but at a certain moment, at a weak point or some occasion, you fell again under the sin. And when this happens and this repeated pattern happens, you feel very bad about yourself. You feel worthless. You feel powerless and you really beat yourself up over it. And at a certain point, you may even give up on yourself, thinking that this addiction, this is, I am a bad person and I cannot be clean, I cannot be pure. And I've done so many bad things, like my body is defiled, there's no way back for me. I'm here to tell you the good news. I'm here to tell you the truth that God wants me to tell you today. And I know that this sin is very defiling. It really, that's why the Bible says that when you sin against your own body, when you do this kind of sexual sin, you are in fact sinning against your own body. You're defiling the temple of God, which is our body. That's why you feel like this when you have done this. But I'm here to tell you a truth today, and that truth, I believe strongly, is going to set you free, that truth in the Bible. The truth is, no matter what sin that you have committed, and we are all sinful to different degree, and not one sin is worse or better off than the other sin. In God's eyes, all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory of God. What we need to do is to go to God, and the power to break the sin comes from God. And we need to cry out to God. We need to repent before God. We need to make sure that all the things that we can do are already done, so that we are in obedience to God. And then at the second stage or the final stage, we cry out to God. We cry out to God how desperate we are to break that sin. We don't want to do that anymore. We hate ourselves when we do it. And we ask God to give us the power to break this sin of addiction, of sexual addiction. We ask God for his power. And I'm going to teach you something else, because this is a sin of addiction. So the addiction demon is going to keep coming back. It's not going to Maybe sometimes if you have enough falling under the power of God, you may be released suddenly from a sin that you have been practicing for years. But for many people, they may actually need to do it repeatedly. So they need to keep breaking it. And the demon's going to try to come back again, because that's what addiction does, right? So every time it comes back again, you will have to do the same thing. You will have to bind it with the blood of Jesus, bind it up, revoke and renounce it, reject it, state again that you're a child of God, you're born again, and you no longer partake that sin. And you ask for God, the power of God, to overcome you, and you have the power of God, you bind it up and you cast it out, and you forbid it from coming to disturb you again. You anoint your doors and your windows, especially of your bedroom, the perimeters of where you do that sin. You anoint it with the blood of Jesus to draw the spiritual boundary lines to forbid the sexual demons from coming back and visiting you and coming back in the middle of the night to disturb you. And don't feel like disappointed. Every time if you fall again, you don't have to beat yourself over it. You need to quickly repent and quickly go to God. And you need to rise up again once God has forgiven you. And once He has filled you with His power again, you need to rise up again and push back and cast back the demon even farther than before. And you do this repeatedly. I think you only need to do this a few times. And each time, your power and your stand will be strengthened, and he will just diminish and grow smaller and farther away from you, until finally he knows that you're so determined to walk on the clean path for God. You're so determined because you value the companionship of God, and you value the power and the communion of God falling upon you more than you want to do all these sexual sins. And when that demon sees that he's not able to satisfy his lust through you, and every time he tries, every time you just use the blood of Jesus to beat him up and throw him back, at some point he's just going to give up. He's not going to bother, waste his time anymore. He's not going to come back to you. He's going to see you are no longer cooperating with him, and he's just going to leave you. Once you know that there's a demonic entity involved, you want to be very vigilant, because many a times the demons will make you do something bad, and then they will push that blame to you. Maybe they are the ones to suggest it, to suggest that you commit this sin. And you hear voices in your head, and after that, they will beat you up and they say, "That's you. You are the bad one. You are the demonic one. You are the one that's not fit for the kingdom of God." And you need to identify these voices. Are these voices your own? If they are not your own, if you feel like you're compelled, you're addicted, you don't want to do it, but you're forced to do it, many times it's a demon. So what you need to do is to recognize that voice for what it is. You need to plead the blood of Jesus. Use the blood to bind up that voice, to bind up the demon, and cast it out. You cast it out. If it comes to you in the middle of the night, it comes to you in the morning when you're still sleepy, it doesn't matter. It's the power of God. It's not your power. You use the words, you use the blood, you cast him out. And you do that for a few times. He will not bother to waste his time. There's many other prey out there that are weak and vulnerable. He will go after them. He will go to them. But he will leave you alone because he sees that you're a strong warrior of God. You have the power of God, and you're determined not to fall for him. And in fact, he's getting into worse and worse trouble because you keep binding him and you keep casting him out.